Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Surely the God who made us with the ability to enjoy, at the same time, the aromas of good cooking and the perfume of roses, would know how to blend two complementary fragrances. There was not only the anointing perfume discussed in our last lesson. God also instructed Moses, quote, take sweet spices, stacte, and onca, and galbanum, and pure frankincense with these sweet spices, there shall be equal amounts of each. You shall make of these an incense. Exodus 30, verses 34 and 35. The aroma from this would be decidedly different from the perfume, yet both were designed by the Lord to expend their substance for the blessing of others. Is this Paul's idea when he wrote, quote, walk in love, as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma? Ephesians 5:2. The first time we hear of this, Noah made a sacrifice after the flood, quote, and the Lord smelled a sweet savor, Genesis 8:21, where the words could be translated, quote, a savor of rest. Christ's sufferings are pictured when we read, quote, you shall beat some of it very fine, Exodus 30, verse 36. Aaron was to, quote, take a censer full of burning coals of fire from the altar before the Lord, with his hands full of sweet incense beaten fine, and bring it inside the veil. Leviticus 16, verse 12. Can you see the two on the Emmaus road, when Jesus himself drew near and went with them? Luke 24, verse 15. How disheartened they were. But then the high priest placed incense beaten fine on the censers of their hearts. Quote, ought not the Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory, he said, and, quote, expounded to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself, verses 26 and 27. Quote, and they said, did not our heart burn within us while he opened the scriptures to us? Verse 32. This is true worship.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.